lest I forget to say it later on, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
在我忘记之前，让我先告诉你们，就是祝你们圣诞快乐，新年快乐。
This has been a special month for me.
这是对我来讲是一个很特殊的一个月。
I've had the privilege of worshiping with 5 different congregations.
然后我有五个地方五个教会去了祷告。
To hear you sing and worship and the reading of scripture has warmed my heart and makes me happy.
听你们唱诗，然后又读我们的圣经，让我的心都温暖起来了。
I've worshiped with a Hispanic congregation.A Laotian, a Tongan, an English, and today.
我去了五个不同的地方，有讲西班牙文的，讲东加文的，然后还有讲我们中文的，还有其他语言的。
It's a joy to be able to realize that someday when we are all in the presence of our Heavenly Father, every tongue, every language will be able to understand and worship together.
在将来不管是什么语言，我们都会明白，都会在一起，都明白自己的话语，所有的话语。
As you sang the last worship song this morning, my heart was just bubbling over.
在我们刚刚唱最后一首圣诗的时候，我的心就在
Even though I didn't understand the words, I could sense the spirit of which was being sung.
我不懂那个中文是在讲什么，但是圣灵真正的打动到我的心上。
I love this season of the year.
我最喜欢的季节就是这个时候了。
This week I was riding on an elevator with another lady that was going down the same.Direction I was.
上星期我呢就在一个电梯里边跟一位女士坐在同一个电梯里边。
I said to her, "Are you ready for Christmas?"
我问她，你准为圣诞节准备好了没有？
She said, "Just me and the cat."
她说就是我跟一只猫。
Well, it caused me when there was not much more that I could say to her because.We'd arrived at the bottom of the ride on the elevator.
然后电梯就降到最后最下层了。然后我没有太多的话可以跟她讲了。
I wished her a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
我也祝福她圣诞快乐，新年快乐。
And then I went and sat in my car for a few minutes and thought about that brief conversation.
然后我坐在车里就想了一下。我们刚刚那些简短的对话。
And I began to remember a lot of things from other Christmases with my family.
然后我就想起我自己家庭里的。
With the churches that I've been involved with.
家庭里的圣诞节，还有教会的圣诞节的日子。
My heart was filled with a lot of joy.
我的心充满了喜悦。
I was reminded, though, for many years as my children were growing up and my grandchildren that we often on Christmas time watched the movie that was quite famous, Charlie Brown's Christmas.
我呢在我的孩子长大还有我的孙儿们长大的时候呢我们家庭在圣诞的时候呢就是看查理的圣诞节。
If you've ever watched the movie, you know that Charlie Brown was rather annoyed by all of the things that went on after Halloween.
在查理布朗的这部电影里边，他就觉得在就是鬼节的时候，我们十月三十号那个鬼节的时候呢，他对那些东西呢都很反感的时候，现在圣诞来了。
He complained about the Christmas trees, the decorations, the singing that was going on, the talking about presents.
他抱怨圣诞树的摆上，然后很多的音乐，然后还要包很多的礼物，他抱怨了很多。
In the midst of the movie, he shouts out an interesting phrase.
在电影里边，他大声地喊了一句。
And he shouts out in the movie, "Is there anyone knows what Christmas really means?"
他说，你们知道圣诞节的意义吗？
It's undoubtedly a question that we could ask today, isn't it?
今天在这里，我们也可以问一下圣诞节的意义是什么。
We see all kinds of decorations and songs and get talking about gifts and buying this and that.
我们看见装饰，圣诞的装饰，灯饰，然后在商店里边很多人的买礼物啊。我们都看到到现在还是这个样子。
But this morning I'd like to remind you of the real reason for Christmas.
今天早上我想提醒大家真正的圣诞的意义。
It's found in God's Word.
就是我们要在圣经里边。
We sang about it this morning and you read the scripture that was printed for you.
我们今天读的圣经里边，刚刚我们已经读了，然后在我们的单张上也有了的。
I would like to talk to you about some gifts that we have in Scripture.
然后呢，我想告诉你们，在我们这个刚刚读的圣经里边的一些礼物。
The first gift that I'm reminded of is Emmanuel.
第一个礼物就是以马内利，就是与主同在。
I'm sure that you're all aware of what it means.
我想你们都知道以马内利的意义。
But let me remind you again, it means God with us.
这就是神与我们同在。以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
I could probably preach the whole sermon this morning on simply the phrase, God with us.
我可以讲一整节的课都是讲神与我们同在。
Have you stopped to think about the fact that God is present with you here, He's present with you in your car, He's present with you at home, He's present with you in the store?
你有没有经历到神与我们在这里教会，在你的车上，在你的家里，然后你去买东西的时候，神都与你同在呢？
God is always with us.
神永远的与我们同在。
The scriptures that you read this morning reminds us that God is a wonderful counselor.
我们刚刚读的圣经就是明确地告诉我们，神是我们的指导。
So when you have questions about today and tomorrow,
然后我们如果对今天、明天有什么任何问题，
the God who is with us in His Word gives us the answers.
他所有的答案都在他的圣经会给我们答案。
He's a mighty God. He can do the impossible.
他是一个很奇妙的神，他可以做任何难事。
Beyond our imagination.
比我们的想象更高。
And He's an everlasting Father.
他是永远慈爱的父亲。
He does not fail. He does not turn us away.
他永远不会失败，永远不会撇弃我们。
He answers our prayers.
他回答我们的祷告。
He is also our hope.
他也是我们的希望。
Every promise, every verse in the Bible is a promise and is given to us.
在圣经里边的许诺是他永远的许诺。
It's our hope for today and our hope for tomorrow and our hope for eternity.
是我们今天的盼望，明天的盼望，我们将来永远的盼望。
We can never exhaust the promises that God has given us in His Word.
我们永远都不会在他的许诺当中会沉沦。
But every day we can be reminded of one promise or another.
然后我们在每一天的生活当中都会在他的应许当中存活。
I'm reminded of a promise today.
我给你们讲一个今天的许诺。
God says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you.
我永远都不会神说我永远都不会离弃你。
I'll always be with you, no matter what the circumstances.
不管你在什么的情况下，我都与你们同在。
Our brother just spent many weeks traveling.
他说 ，Joseph 林刚刚去了。
In every country, every place he was, God was there with him.
他去了东就是亚洲的很多的国家，每一个地方，神都与他同在。
God is our hope.
神是我们的盼望。
Every promise, every verse in the book is mine.
所有的应许。
Another gift that God gives us is the gift of love.
然后还有一个礼物就是爱。
We probably all would say today we love stories.
我们都喜欢听爱的故事。
We love to read stories about people who have fallen in love and the different ways that that happens.
我们都喜欢听爱情故事，这个爱上了那个的故事。
But let me tell you today, the greatest love story that was ever written, has ever been given, is the love of God when He gave to us His Son, Jesus Christ.
最大的爱就是我们的天上的父让基督降生来到这个世界来拯救我们，这是我们最大的爱。
God's love story is beyond our total understanding.
他的爱的故事永远的在我们明白的之上。
We can't comprehend fully how much God loves us.
我真的是不能够测量他有多爱我们。
But not only did He give us a son that was born on Christmas Day.
不仅他在圣诞给了我们他的亲生儿子。
His son paid the greatest price that could be paid, and He died for our sins.
他在十字架上献身，这个爱也是很大的爱。
It costs nothing for us to become followers of Jesus.
我们不用花任何钱财就可以受到主的爱。
Because Jesus paid the price.
因为他已经付出了代价。
Good news.
好消息。
He's Emmanuel.
他是以马内利。
He's hope.
他是希望。
He's the greatest love story.
他是最好的爱的故事。
And He's peace.
还有他的和平。
He offers a peace that we cannot describe.
他赐下的平安，我们都不能用语言来描述。
Nor can we fully understand the peace that He offers.
然后我们也不太明白他赐给我们的平安是。
But again, brothers and sisters, as believers, we have that peace that He gives to us on a daily basis.
但是我们知道，他赐下的平安永远在我们的心里，在我们每天日常的生活中。
Well, I'd like to spend the rest of our time talking about another gift, and that gift is the gift of joy.
然后我想把剩下的时间就是来告诉你们，他赐给我们另外一个礼物，就是欢喜。
I use the word gift because I believe it is a gift from God that he gives to us the joy of rejoicing.
我想用这个礼物，他给我们的欢喜喜乐，也是神赐给我们的礼物。
Joy does not ignore the struggles that we face.
欢喜并不是我们不想面对我们的困难。
Joy does not overlook the worries that we have.
那欢喜并不是说我们就看不见我们面对的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, we need to choose joy.
兄弟姐妹啊，我们要选择欢喜。
We need to choose the joy of gratitude.
然后我们要选择我们的欢喜。
The joy of obedience.
这两个怎么翻？
顺服喜悦。
我们要学会顺服的喜悦。
And we need to choose the joy that comes only with the relationship that is found in Christ Jesus.
然后我们跟神之间的关系也要有欢喜。
We need to abide in the joy that He provides for us.
我们接受主给我们的喜悦。
As we walk closely with Him.
然后我们与他更接近的同行。
As we begin each day and ask Him to guard our lives and to bless us.
然后我们在每天的生活当中都受到他的祝福。
Allowing His joy to fill our hearts.
让他将喜悦充满我们每个人的心怀。
I love the chorus that I learned in Sunday school.
然后我还记得我在主日学学到的一个。
I've got the joy, joy down in my heart.
喜悦喜悦充满我的心。
Down in my heart, I've got the joy, joy, joy.
充满我心，充满我心，我心充满了喜乐。
I learned another chorus in Sunday school that talks about the joy.
在主日学中，我还学到了一首歌是。
It talks about the joy that's overflowing.
然后就是福杯满溢。
Constantly filling our hearts and lives.
然后那些喜乐，那些福杯都是一直在充满我们的胸怀。
The chorus says, "My cup is full and running over."
他说我的杯已经充满了，然后。
Running over since the Lord saved me.
福杯满溢。
I'm as happy as can be.
神的福气充满我，我是非常的欢喜。
My cup is full and running over.
我的福杯满溢呀。
And if you need it.To help you remember that, my cup's full and running over.
你要记得这样的话呢，就是我的福杯满溢，满溢，满出来了。
I love the verse that's printed in your bulletin that you read this morning.
今天我们学的圣经读经刚刚我们在单张上，也在那个荧幕上打出来了。
Let me read it again for you.
让我用英文来给你们读一遍。
Let the heavens rejoice.
让天欢喜。
Let the earth be glad.
愿地快乐。
Let the sea resound.
愿海和其中所充满的澎湃。
And all that is in it.
让所有的都在里面的澎湃。
Let the fields be jubilant.
愿田和其中的都快乐欢乐。
And everything in them.
然后在里面的其中的林树木
Let all of the trees of the forest sing for joy
林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼
Let all of creation rejoice
让所有的创造物都快乐
And rejoice before the Lord
在他面前快乐
I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we're in heavenAnd we're around the throne of grace.
然后我真的想象在我们在天国里边的时候，我们全部的周围都是喜悦。
And we're worshiping God.
我们一起来敬拜我们的上帝。
What joy it's going to be.
那是多么美好的一件事情，多么快乐的事情啊。
But brothers and sisters, we can have that same joy today.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们可以今天也有同样的欢喜快乐。
We don't have to wait until we're in heaven.
我们不用等到去了天堂才有这样的喜悦。
Let me ask you this question. Do you on a daily basis anticipate joy?
你们在日常生活当中都有这样的期盼的喜悦吗？
When you awakened this morning, did you anticipate joy?
你今天早上醒过来，有没有想到会有喜悦呢？
Brothers and sisters, it makes a difference.
我告诉你们，你们每天盼望喜悦，会有不同的生活。
Have you ever wanted something or ordered something that you wanted to receive and it just seemed to never come?
你有没有这样的经历？你一直想要一样东西，或者是你在网上要买一个东西，但是它一直都没有来。
After, if it's long enough, after a while, you just kind of give up on it and forget all about it.
Right? 然后过了很长的时间，你都忘记这件事情了。
Well, let me tell you a little story.
然后我告诉你一件故事，一个故事。
When I was a teenager,
我那个时候还是很年轻的
That was quite a few years ago.
那是那是几年前，我是十几岁的时候啊。
I worked a lot of different jobs.
我呢做很多的不同的工作。
I mowed lawns. I delivered papers. I raked leaves. I brought in bags for people.
他就是为人家推那个割草机，然后把那个以前都是看报的，把那个报送到人家家里边，然后把那个树叶聚拢，然后为他们倒掉。他做很多的这种就是院的工作。
Well, my mom thought that she needed to teach me three lessons about money.
我妈妈告诉我，她要告诉我三个关于钱的课程。
So after every job, when I bring the money home,
每次我拿到我工作以后的钱拿回家以后，
she would sit me down at the table and have me put all the money on the table.
她让我坐在桌前，将所有的钱都掏出来。
And then she would take and say, "This much belongs to God."
她拿出一部分来说，这些钱是属于上帝的。
This much belongs to savings.
这是要存起来的。
And this much belongs to you.
这些还剩下一些是给你用的。
I want to tell you, I was always disappointed.
然后我就非常的失望。
Because my portion was always the smallest.
然后给我领的只有一点点。
And I worked hard for it.
我很卖力的工作，很辛苦。
Well, when I finally went away to college, mom quit taking care of all my money.
然后我离开家去到大学以后，我妈妈就不能再管理我的钱财了。
Now, while she was taking care of it, what she did is she put it all in a savings account in a bank.
她在管理我钱财的时候呢，就将那些钱放在我们的放在我的那个储蓄的账户里边。
So.I forgot all about that money, and 40 years went by, never thought about that money at all.
我过了四十年，我都已经把这些钱全都忘光了，都不知道我的账户里边还有这些钱。
One day I get a letter from a bank where, in the city where I was raised.
有一天那个银行呢从我那个出生的那个城市长大的那个城市里边呢给我寄来一封信。
The letter said that they were looking for the son of Jenny Stevens.
他说他们在找就是他妈妈叫 Jenny Stevens 的儿子。
And if you're her son, you need to fill out these papers and have them notarized and send them back to the bank.
那如果你是他的儿子呢，就把这份表格填好，然后呢去公证一下，然后寄到我们的银行里边。
I did that, and I got a letter back from the bank after I sent it, saying we'll be in touch with you.
我把表格寄回去以后呢，那银行就把又写了一封信回来，那我们跟你保持联系哦。
Now I want you to know, I didn't think about the money.I just anticipated that I was going to hear from the bank.
我呢并不期待那个银行给我的钱，我只是期待银行再继续跟我联系。
And a letter arrived, and I opened the letter, and there was a large check in it.
有一次我收到了银行给我的一封信，在里面呢还有一张很大的支票。
All of the money that I had been put, that I, my mom had put away.
所有的钱我妈妈给我放起来的
had earned a lot of interest
在那个里面呢就有很多的利息
and it was a large gift
这是一个很大的礼物
just at the time I needed it the most
然后正好是我最需要用钱的时候
brothers and sisters what are you anticipating
兄弟姐妹啊你们在期待什么呢
Let me tell you, keep the faith.
然后我告诉你们， 保持你们的信心。
Anticipate the joy.
然后啊，一直在盼望你们的喜悦。
Even though you may not feel like joy today.
今天你可能没有感到喜悦。
Let me tell you, joy is coming in the morning.
我告诉你们，喜悦在每天早晨都会降临。
Well, that's just one part of joy.
然后这是一部分的喜悦。
Another part of joy is that we need to recognize joy.
然后另外一个部分呢，就是我们要怎么样感到喜悦。
In reading the Christmas story, have you ever wondered why so many people miss seeing the star?
啊，在读圣经的时候，为什么很多人都没有看到星星？
During that time, the whole world saw the star. All the Gentiles, all of the Jews.
然后在我们故事当中，很多人，包括犹太人，还有外邦人，都没有仔细看天上的星星。
But the only ones that followed the star.
然后那些，只有一个跟着星星的是。
Were the wise men,
是一个啊，就是智慧人
，who recognized the star.
他看到了星星。
And it caused them when they went and found the baby to be filled with great joy.
他们跟着星星就找到了那个婴儿圣婴，然后他们的心里就充满了喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, many people around the world today.
然后在这么多的弟兄姐妹中间
，are missing recognizing the star.
然后我们是不是也没有在这个世界，我们所有的弟兄姐妹当中，有没有人也没有注意到这个天上的星象呢
？The star who gives Jesus with us.
这个星星告诉我们，基督耶稣与我们同在。
A star that gives hope.
这个星星告诉我们有希望。
A star that gives love.
星星给我们有爱。
A star that gives peace.
然后这星星也给我们有平安。
Well, as I conclude the message this morning,
然后在我今天的结束语
，Let me suggest to you, we must choose joy as people.
我们要每天选择欢喜。
Some people say, if you want joy, you need to close your eyes and just dream real hard.
有些人说，你要欢喜的话，就是把你的眼睛紧紧闭上，来感受那个欢喜。
Other people say, if you just think about joy, you're going to have joy.
有些人说，你想欢喜就有欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, joy is a gift.
兄弟姐妹啊。欢喜是一份礼物。
You want to know where joy comes from?
你知道喜乐是从哪里来的吗？
In the book of Galatians,
在哥林多西书上写道，
We have the fruit of the Spirit.
我们有圣灵结出的果子。
And the fruit of the Spirit says love and joy and peace.
圣灵的果子告诉我们有信望爱。
That's where it comes from.
这就是喜乐的源泉。
God gives it to us, and it's His promise.
上帝给我们永远的承诺。
We can choose to live and look forward to joy and to choose the joy that God gives to us.
我们要在生活当中接受喜乐，是上帝给我们的喜乐。
Let me close with a story and one more scripture.
然后我在我的故事当中结束我今天的讲。
Story is told of a young boy on Thanksgiving that was given a gift by his parents.
在感恩节的时候，有一个小男孩收到他父母给他的礼物。
It was a gift that he was going to have to put together.
就是一个要将所有的东西都装起来的那个礼物。
And so during the holidays, his parents thought this would be a good time that he could spend putting this sailboat together.
他就在想，在这个节日的时候，这个男孩可以将这只船，就是可以行 航行的船就搭在一起。
He took out all of the pieces, laid them out on the table.
他将那只船的模型都放在桌上。
And every day he worked on putting it together.
每天他都把它们想方设法的组装起来。
He did it very carefully.
他做得非常的仔细。
He pieced all the parts together.
他将每个小的
He took some sandpaper and sanded down, made it smooth.
他还将那个砂纸将那个打磨了，打得非常的光滑。
And then he carefully followed the directions and painted it with the colors.
他还将那个船呢仔细的油漆了，按照那个说明书上的仔细油漆了。
And then he put the stickers on it and put the sail on it.
他然后把船那个船帆还有那个它的那个标志都贴上去了。
Finally came the day when it was ready for him to take it down to the pond and put it in the pond to sail it.
最后那天呢，他就要放到他的小河里边，就是他家的小河里边要去放行，让他航行的时候。
He was very excited about it, placed it in the water, and it moved around.
他是非常的喜悦，看见那只船在小河里边。
All of a sudden, a big wind came.
忽然一阵大风吹来。
And the little sailboat sailed away.
然后那只船，他搭建那只船被吹走了。
He chased after, but he couldn't find it.
他拼命地追赶那条船，但是没有找到那条。
Some weeks later, he was downtown with his parents, and they were walking past different stores.
那有一天呢，就是他跟他的父母在城里边在每个就是商店的在行走的时候。
In one of the windows of one of the stores, he saw what looked like his boat.
他看见在窗户里边有一只船，就是他的船。
He ran up and he looked at it. Sure enough, it was his sailboat.
他跑过去仔细一看，哎，这就是他搭建的那艘船。
He went into the store and said to the manager, "That's my boat. I want my boat. I want my boat."
他跑进去跟那个店主说，这是我的船，我要拿回来，我是我的船。
The manager said, "I paid for the boat. I bought the boat."
那个商店的店主说，哎呀，我是买回来的哦，这艘船是我买回来的。
He said to the little boy, "You're going to have to pay for it."
你要的话，你要买啊。
And the little boy said, "How much is it going to cost?"
他说要多少钱啊
？He went home very disappointed.
然后他回到家就感到非常的失望。
He knew that he hadn't saved quite that much money.
他知道他并没有很多的积蓄。
But he would do his best.
他就是更努力的把钱拿出来。
A few weeks later, he had all the money and he went back to the store.
然后过了两个星期以后呢，他将自己所有的钱回到这家店里边。
And he said to the manager of the store, "I want to buy my boat."
他说我要将我的船买回来。
He gave the manager the money. The manager gave him his boat.
他给了他所有的积蓄给了那个店主，然后店主就把船给了他。
The little boy was walking out of the store with his boat tucked under his arms, firmly holding it, filled with joy.
他紧紧地握着他的船，放在他的手臂上，紧紧地握着，心里充满了喜悦。
But he made two statements.
这里有两句紧要的话。
He said the first statement was, "I built you."
他对那个船说，是我把你造出来的。
And the second thing he said, "I've now bought you."
第二句话就是，然后我把你买回来了。
Brothers and sisters, that's the joy that God gives to us.
这就是神给我们的喜悦。
God said, "I made you."
神说，我创造了你。
And I've now bought you.
然后我也将你们赎回来了。
With the shed blood of my son.
然后用我儿子的宝血将你们赎回来了。
So the Bible says to us.
然后圣经告诉我们。
Rejoice always.
永远的喜乐。
Pray continually.
继续祷告。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事感恩。
For this is God's will.
这是神对我们的。
For you in Christ Jesus.
Amen. 这是神对我们的嘱托，这是神的为我们的话语。
Brothers and sisters, this Christmas.
弟兄姐妹，这个圣诞节。
Rejoice.
我们一起欢喜。
In the birth of the Savior.
为我们主基督耶稣的诞生。我们欢喜
Our Savior
我们的救赎主我们欢喜 Amen
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 好的请弟兄姐妹起立我们一起来